to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Today is open mic day.
Open Mizalike day.
That's when you and I get, that's right. That's it. That'd be the day.
Mizalike.
That'll be the day. Oh, that's an oldie. I wonder if you can find that.
That would be Buddy Holly.
Okay, there we go.
And I do know. I grew up on Buddy Holly, actually. My mom drove around in the car with it. We had a little station wagon, you know, like with the wood paneling.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, oh, a Woody.
Yeah. No, it wasn't the actual. It was like the fake wood.
Oh, I got it.
The sticker of wood was on the side.
Well, the fake wood is the cootie.
Right.
You know, there's the Woody. That's the real one. And the cootie means, you know, if I only could I would.
Coulda, shoulda, woulda. Exactly. I hear you.
Oh, that was a moment right there. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. And I am Dr. Pat Basile. I am the host of this show. This show is still the home of crust busting. Crust is anything you think, feel, or believe that stops you from living life full out. Open mic day is an opportunity for you and I to have a conversation. What that means is we have a number of different things planned for the show today, as well as making some announcements and giving a whole bunch of really cool things away. And so what today is about is opening the door, as we say, opening the door for all of our listeners to ask their questions, get some assistance if you choose, make a comment, really speak out. This is actually open mic day is your day. It's your day to join the show. I'm going to be pulling cards from the prosperity deck, so I will do that for you. And we've got lots of announcements to make. One of the announcements is, of course, to, I know you've heard the ads playing and you've heard them for John Holland. And so John will be in town and we want to make sure that you know about him coming to town. So we're going to be giving out information about his upcoming event in September. He's also going to be on the show tomorrow. So between today and tomorrow, we have some, seats that we are going to be giving away for his upcoming event, which is in Seattle. And we'll give you that information in a minute. But there are lots of things to talk about today, and you might want to write the toll-free number down now. What do you think, Benny?
Hey,
just give it out. And
if I were them, I would. Because, I mean, how else are you supposed to get a hold of this,
I'd
right?
have this in your speed dial.
Like I said, I know I've been telling everybody once before and twice before. It's number two because, you know, unless you want to flip it with mom, because, you know, mom's always number one on the speed dial. And then you have the Dr. Pat Show, which could be number one or number two. So then that's where you decide on what's a little more inviting at the moment. Because it's all about being in the moment. Isn't that right, Dr. Pat? She's looking for some papers.
If you're not in the moment, where are you?
Looking for some papers.
That was in the moment.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, that was like looking for the papers was in the moment.
Sure.
And actually, it wasn't that I was looking for them. I knew where they were.
Of course.
They were filed under missing.
Oh, that's it. Then look under M.
But I have something for you.
Ooh.
Okay.
Those aren't for me, are they?
Yes, they are. They shouldn't be.
During lunchtime?
Do you want me to give them to you?
I shouldn't disrupt
my lunch. Well, let me just tell you where they come from. Okay. Well, don't eat them today.
Right now.
Okay.
I'd like to.
All right. So remember we had Victoria from Village Yarn and Tee On?
Yes.
And we talked about their upcoming event, which is really an amazing event. It is the Express Mammogram, but it's also cancer awareness and so many things going on there. And so I was at the Village Yarn and Tee shop on Knit Night, which was great. And I learned how to knit, and I'm continuing to knit. And so what we did was we provided a way for each and every one of you to connect with Village Yarn and Tee. And what you're going to want to do is you should go into their website, www.villageyarnandtee.com, and just check it out. There are many, many events that are going on. But in particular, we are going to be doing a live broadcast from there. You're going to be with me, right?
I will do my best to get there.
You're going to try to do your best to get there? Does that mean you're going to be there?
There's other gigs I'm trying to push around for you. It's a busy summer for everyone here.
Isn't it a busy summer?
It's extremely busy. Oh, and by the way, the phone number is 1-800-930-2819. I just kind of had a burp there. I kind of brain farted it.
There he goes.
1-800-930-2819 for the Dr. Pat Show.
So that's what's happening. The event is on August 26th at Village Urn and Tea, and we're going to have a number of gifts, a number of things being given away to people that have mammograms. There'll be massage that will be there, two massage chairs, and there'll also be a naturopathic physician there from Bastyr, and they'll have a table. They'll be providing information on women's issues. And so we want to make sure that if you're interested in getting a mammogram for signing up, I think there may have been one or two spots left. We want to make sure that you know the number to call. And that is, where is that number? It is 206-361-7256, 206-361-7256. I know that I will be there. And this is what I got from Village Urn and Tea. Okay, so I got this for you. And what they are Scottish biscuits.
Ooh.
Okay, so this is the deal with these. They tell you exactly what's inside of them. They tell you a little bit about them, and they serve these along with some of the other things. Look at that.
Well, thank you very much. You win me over through my stomach. That's how you do it. Hand trade baked Scottish biscuits, crisp light biscuits, and butterscotch pieces. I just want to open one. I'm gonna have one now.
All right, go ahead. You could open one right now. And so we just that's been throwing the paper around the studio.
I gotta have one. You gotta have one with me because it's only fair.
I can't have one in case Dr. Darvish is listening.
Well, she may not be listening. She could be with a client.
That's right.
So currently she's away from her.
How about if I watch you? Oh, those look good.
You can't just have a little piece.
Aren't those good? And that's what I love about Village Urn and Tea. You heard Victoria come in and talk about how they have created the environment and the atmosphere. And it really is like home. You step in there and Benny's chewing. Can you hear him?
I got to get the play-by-play there.
Yeah, he's going to give the play-by-play. And so, you know, this is what I love about them. This is really an invitation for each and every one of us to check it out, get in there, and to sit down with the folks at Village Urn and Tea for that day and really honor and speak to cancer awareness. And that's what this is about. We are also knitting wristbands that you heard us talk about. If anybody is really good at the knitting thing, the yarn has been donated, and so if you're really good at it, you're going to want to go to Knit Night. And the best way to do that is go to their website, and all of that information will be up and about. You know who I talked to today on my early morning show?
I would take a guess, but I would probably be wrong. I was going to say Christina Aguilera, but...
Well, you know what? I'm like calling out for her.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm hoping.
Right. I mean, if you all want to know about the whole Christina Aguilera thing, for those of you that are not familiar with the story, several years ago, we gave Christina Aguilera an award. We gave her an award, one of the crust busting awards, and you're actually going to hear more about the awards. We have several of them planned. The new website is being launched this week. And so you'll hear more about some of the awards that we're giving, not just for people that are in the media or the news, like Ms. Christina, but for people like you and me, people that are, you know, are stepping out and have the courage to do things that are changing the world, contributing to a greater purpose. But we gave her an award. You know why we did that? It was the power of her words. She, in the CD Stripped, she wrote all of the songs and some of the lyrics for that CD. Many of the tracks on there were about overcoming obstacles, for listening to the voice within, for overcoming physical abuse and violence as a child, and really in stepping into empowering women all over the world. So you hear tracks like Don't Hold Back, and maybe Benny can pull some of these up. You also hear the track about beautiful, which means is despite what people say, what they do, to know that you are beautiful. You're beautiful inside and out. As a matter of fact, the video for that won several awards from GLAAD, which is the Gay and Lesbian a group. And so we gave her an award. Now, if you Google either crust busting as one word or two words and Aguilera, there used to be one page on that. Now there is close to 12 pages which demonstrate the power of how people really acknowledge and admire people that are living life full out. And so if you look at us in our bio, you'll see we're right there as the Crust Busting Award. And, you know, she has accepted that award. And that's part of accepting who you are and the powerful work that you're doing. Now, some of you may not like some of the tracks on that CD. For example, you may not like Fighter, or you may not like the actual CD Dirty. And some of you absolutely love it. I know that Kathy in from Arkansas, who is also a fan, you know, periodically sends us lyrics on that track. Christina has since put out a new CD, and we're still evaluating that CD for our listeners.
Before we get off topic, though, I just want to get back to what we were doing, though. We were trying to talk about who you were involved with this morning, though, right?
Did you guess without looking?
No, because I don't want to cheat.
John DeMartini.
Oh,
Dr. John DeMartini. And we were talking about many things. One of the things we're talking about, which is going to be one of the topics for today, is to count your blessings. You know, when things look like they're not exactly turning up the way you want them to, or when you have an expectation and you expect things in life and they don't show up quite that way, you know, I think it's hard sometimes to go to that place of gratitude and count your blessings. What John and I talked about today is if you don't go to the place of gratitude and count your blessings, then where do you go? And is the place that you actually go to the place that you want to be and live your life? Now, we're not saying that you don't grieve or you don't really look at the celebrations in life. But there's a place in the middle that is a place of balance, that is a place of knowing that you're both, you know, more and less. And that's what today's show is all about. Can you count your blessings? We know you can. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll hear more about this show. That 1-800 number is, if you'd like to call in, comment, or have a card picked, it is
1-800-930-2819 for the Dr. Pat Show. 1-800-930-2819.
We'll be right back. Short break. We'll be right back at you.
You love me, baby. And do you tell me maybe that someday we'll all be.
In the long run, humans cannot tolerate ecstasy deprivation, said Felicitas Goodman, anthropologist. Tune into the Dr. Pat Show to learn more about ecstatic wisdom postures discovered by Goodman and taught by certified teacher Deborah Milton. The practice combines body postures with rhythms, which expands consciousness, nurtures belonging, and nourishes aliveness. Milton is teaching both in Seattle and Black Tail Ranch, Montana in August. For more information, go to www.deborahmilton.com. That's DeborahMilton.com.
Escape to a world of yarn and teas like no other. Village Yarn and Tea in Shoreline invites you to their haven of creativity and relaxation. Come see the luscious cotton, wool, blended yarns and teas from around the world. Just starting out and need lessons or need accessories for the complete knitting project? Then make Village Yarn and Tea your destination. For more information, see us online at villageyarnandtea.com. Escape to a world of yarn and teas. Village Yarn and Tea on Ballinger Way in Shoreline, a place to sip and knit.
You're invited to attend American Pacific University's Clinical Hypnotherapy Seminar August 25th through the 27th in Seattle for 40% off. Hypnosis is a scientifically verified and effective technique to help us change our lives. You'll learn how to guide yourself and others to lose weight, quit smoking, and be free of physical pain. Fascinating discussions, informative demonstrations, and interactive exercises will let you use hypnosis after only one weekend. Call 1-800-63-HYPNO or go to ampac.edu to learn more.
Occasional indigestion got you down? After meals, do you feel bloated, heavy, tummy hurt? Does occasional heartburn and indigestion or a just plain tired feeling take the energy out of your day? Vital digestive enzymes are needed to properly digest food, and E12 provides them all. Customers often report a dramatic life improvement. Visit digesteasy.com. That's digesteasy.com. And discover E12 food enzymes, the digestive secret thousands have benefited from.
How healthy is your beauty salon?
Mode Organic Salon is Seattle's premier organic beauty salon. Our trained professionals specialize in providing organic and natural hair, skin, nail, and cosmetic services customized to your specific attributes and lifestyle. Visit modeorganic.com or call 206-623-0195 to schedule. Mention the Dr. Pat Show and get 15% off your first service. For beauty that's more than skin deep, visit Mode Organic Salon.
More talk, less rock. Come on, that's a good thing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
They will all be blue. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day.
That, Benny. Way to go. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Today is open mic day, opening up the phone lines. We've got lots to give away today and inviting you to come on the air, question, comment. I will pull a card for you. And then we could help clear the path for your opulence. That's my new word, folks. Opulence. All right, Benny. Phones were already ringing, weren't they?
Yep, they do, but real fast so we don't forget. We forgot to give out Carol Barbeau's tip of the week.
Oh, let's get it.
Let's go and get that
one. Let's do that.
We got to find out what our stars are talking to us about.
Hello. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Carol Barbeau with your astrology tip of the week of August 14th through the 21st. With the sun, the light, Mercury, ideas and communication, and Venus, our love delivery system, all in the fire sign of Leo this week, there's a powerful creative energy available if you just tap into the power of love and forgiveness. Fire's about passion. So what are you passionate about? How do you increase these things in your life and decrease some of the tensions of world events is our challenge of the week. Use this fire energy to warm your heart, to open your mind, and to burn away all negativity, and you're going to have a wonderful week. And for your astrology tip of the week, tune in next Monday. And for more information, go to my website at carolbarbeau.com or email me at carolastro@carolbarbeau.com.
That's it. Get that Mercury Leo thing going in your love life, honey.
A little fire.
A little fire. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. And we want to welcome you from wherever you're listening from. This is Open Mic Day. We've got a 1-800 from you, for you. And you can call that right now. Right, Benny?
Sure.
And we're going to get the flow going.
Yeah. 1-800-930-2819. Toll free. 1-800-930-2819.
And you get to talk to Mr. Benny.
Or Tommy.
Or Tommy.
He's
Hi, Tommy.
Hanging, he's just hanging out with
I know.
Us today.
He's great. Tommy's going to help us with our Saturday show.
Oh, what
yeah,
a good little
our
guy
new Saturday
you
show.
Are.
Thank you.
Good job, little buddy.
I think we just broke the news to him.
Probably. Yeah, he's like, great. Guess I got to write
like,
that
what?
One down, too.
What is she doing?
Dang.
We do sports on Saturday. Don't worry about it. The show will air after the sports. We've got it all covered. You never know when that Saturday show
That's
is going
right.
to air, but it will air.
Right.
All right, let's go. Do we have any calls?
Yep, we have Jay from Alberta, Canada, and he has an awesome question in store and ready to go for us.
Hey, Jay, welcome to the show.
Hey, blessings, Dr. P and Dr. B. How's it going?
Hey, we're in there with you. You know, thank you so much for your email the other day. That was a great.
Hey, you're very welcome.
That was a great dream. That was aloha yeah. to you.
Thank you.
All right, I'm ready for your question.
Okay, I got a question regarding spiritual constipation.
Oh, I love that. Is that what you're having right now?
No, I always see other people having that. I see that in myself before. And I just wondered, I don't know if you see that with people who are actually taking lots of courses and not going with the flow, or they're forcing divine timing, you know?
Well,
I wonder what your opinion is of that is.
Hey, I've got an opinion. Have you known me not to have an opinion?
Okay, a comment.
No, I do. I have an opinion.
Okay.
I really do. And, you know, yes, I have seen it, but I have seen it mostly with myself, Jay. And so I can talk from my own experience. When you make a class or a course your source, then you are in for some remorse. Did you get that?
Yes.
When you make a class or a course your source, get ready for some remorse, because the card I pulled in anticipation of answering this question is this one and this one point I want to make about this. I think there are classes and courses that each of us take. I am a continual learner. You know what I'm saying? I go to classes, I take classes, I sit in classes, I take graduate courses, I do whatever is calls to me. I've been down in Jean Houston's social artistry, her mystery school, and I do whatever I need to stay in tune. The problem comes when and I'm speaking for myself, I don't want to talk about anybody else, but when I look at that class as my source, or if I look at any person, place, or thing as my source, and the card that I pulled in, and when you do, you really do clog up the spiritual flow. And so spiritual constipation is totally what it's about. And so you got to give yourself a couple of teaspoons of spiritual castor oil, okay? And the card that I pulled around this is this. What is our source, Jay? I mean, we know the answer. Spirit,
yes,
spirit, spirit is our source, whatever that is. So okay. Be still, and this is the card, and you can replace the God word with ever with whatever word works for you. This is it. Be still and know that I am God. That's the deal. When you're taking a class, get to that place where you're still and you know that is the divine nature of who we are. Here it goes. Quieting the mind in daily meditation helps develop your powers of concentration. It will give you a light, fresh perspective and help you become aware of the infinite power within you that is the source of all your good. So the quickest way that I know to, you know, clear out the pipes, and that would be to get yourself that spiritual Roto-Rooter and clear it out, is to get in touch with there is no separation between you and your source. To know it, breathe it, feel it, and live it. And, you know, and it's difficult. As I was saying, I had a conversation with John DeMartini today. It's difficult sometimes because we go through life and life has changes. And the most difficult part for me sometimes has been when I've gone through changes in my life and I've looked around and the people in my life that I thought were really close to me, I'm now not on the same page with. It is no fault of mine and it is no fault of them. But to be able to look at everyone in the journey, regardless of where you think they should be, and come from absolute unconditional love. And so everybody that we see, except for ourselves, everyone we see on the outside world that we think is not on the spiritual path, that are taking classes, that are doing things that we think should take them into spiritual alignment, there's only one thing to do, and that is to praise and raise them and to absolutely have divine love unconditional for them and to honor the path that they are on. It may not be the path that we choose for ourselves, but it is truly their path. And so the quickest way to really get to that place where you and I get to unplug our own spiritual constipation in the way that we view them is to go to that place and know that there is absolute unconditional love we have for people that are at different places than we are. Can you see that?
Yes, I can. I saw that myself, too.
Absolutely.
Make the changes, too.
That's right. So the idea of being still and know that is to be still for folks and hold the faith for them when they cannot have the faith for themselves, is to see that the journey, you don't know when the day is going to come, Jay, when you look at the folks that are taking these classes and these courses and something kicks in. I know that while I was on my journey and I was taking classes and I was taking courses and I was going to this and I was going to that, I am sure there are people that were looking at this and saying, when is the light bulb going to go on for her? Mm-hmm. Lord have mercy, we need to do a prayer for her. You know, is she going to take another class and ever get it? Is there a class even designed that Dr. Pat will get someday and really see it? And so, you know, the day came, the light bulb went on, and all of what I learned before, Jay, all of the classes, everything that had come before that point clicked and found its place.
It's like making a piece of the puzzle, right?
It really is. It is like a piece of the puzzle. And sometimes, you know, some people get the puzzle early on. You know what I'm saying? You know, you're sitting there around people that really are able to put it together, and 3/4 of the puzzle is full, and someone says, oh, I know what this is. You know, it's like watching a movie where some people absolutely get the ending of the movie about 1/4 of the way through. And then there are other folks that have to put all of the puzzle pieces together, including that last final piece, to be able to step back and say, oh, I now get it. And then we get to look at the puzzle in the context that it's presented to us and figure out how that relates to what is going on in our life and how it's going to help us to get us to the next step and the next level. So you see what I'm saying about that? You know, but it's okay to, you know, go through a little spiritual constipation. It's okay to do that. Now, did that answer your question at all?
Yes, it does. Very, very truthfully and actually very descriptive, too.
I hope that that helped you, Jay, along the way. Do you have a deck of these Harmony cards?
Harmony cards? No, I don't.
Okay, I'm going to mail you a deck.
Wow!
I'm going to give you a deck of these Harmony cards from my friend, Heidi Bayer. She's going to be joining us on air real soon. She has created the Harmony cards, www.prosperitycards.com. These are the cards that we, Benny and I, pull mostly each day. And the fact that you have been a loyal listener and don't have a deck of these cards means that this is your lucky day.
This is my abundant blessings day.
You know, my new word is the O word. I've now replaced, yeah, I've now replaced the O for Oprah with a new word.
O, what's that?
O for opulence.
How do you say that again?
Opulence. O-P-U-L-E-N-C-E. And Benny,
okay,
Benny will look it up.
Down.
So we, yeah, write it down. That's the new O, and we're going to talk about that. Any form of self-starvation is cutting you off from your source. So, Jay, thank you so much. We'll get those cards. Stay in the line. Benny will get some information from you, and we will make it right by you, sir.
Blessings to you all and the listeners out there. Blessings.
All right. Thank you, Jay. Blessings to you. Wow, let's take a short break, Benny. When we come back, I believe, do we have any?
We do.
We have somebody on? Oh,
yep.
We do. Oh,
we'll
great.
Get them after.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. Be patient with us. We'll get you after the break. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. This is open mic day. Lots to give away. Oh, and I'm going to sing this when we come back. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break.
Journal is a publication dedicated to informing, inspiring, uplifting, and amusing you, our readers. Within its pages, you will find articles and resources that make you think, feel, question, and sometimes chuckle. New Spirit Journal provides a forum for living, growing, and learning. Our writers and advertisers have something to share with the rest of the community and are as diverse as the community itself. They are regular people just like you. At New Spirit, we see every day as a new adventure. New Spirit Journal is available at 425 locations from Bellingham to Olympia and the East Side. Get your copy today and have yourself an adventure, or visit us on the web at newspiritjournal.com. Again, that's newspiritjournal.com.
You already have the tools you need to live a psychic life, but you don't know how to use them. Let noted medium John Holland show you how during his new 2006 lecture tour, Learn to Awaken Your Psychic Strengths. John will help you identify your intuitive gifts through highly interactive exercises. Plus, he will dedicate Friday evening to delivering messages to the audience. See John Holland in Seattle on September 8th through the 9th. For tickets, call 800-654-5126. That's 800-654-5126. Or visit HayHouse.com. That's H-A-Y House.com.
The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.
New Times Naturally magazine is Tampa Bay's natural health magazine, now in their 20th year, covering body, mind, spirit, nutrition, physical fitness, yoga and Pilates, supplements, meditation, natural product, mental health and strength, spiritual growth, eco-earth, and more. Search for local business, feature stories, media, and product reviews, and an extensive calendar of events. Pick one up at your local business today or visit newtimesnaturally.com. That's newtimesnaturally.com.
Looking for love in all the wrong places? Tune into the Dr. Pat Show to find out how you can come home to the love within your own body. I'm Lavina Granke-Taft of Radiant Embodiment, and I can help you relax into the pleasure of your feminine side. Experience my bodywork approach to healing and wholeness in Bellevue, October 6th through 8th. Visit RadiantEmbodiment.com to sign up and smile. That's RadiantEmbodiment.com.
Alternative to what? Alternative to everything else out there on the radio. Alternative Talk 1150 AM. So don't you bring me down
today. Friends, you're delirious. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Thank you, Christina Aguilera, for that fabulous, fabulous song.
I can't harmonize with her.
I was almost going to harmonize it.
Oh!
I have to get the earlier part of that song.
Oh, okay.
Because I've got one of these tenor voices.
Ah!
Yeah. Reverend Pat Wright has, I worked with her for a little bit, and she said, you've got a tenor. You're a tenor.
Or you have to have a portable shower around all the time because apparently that's the best. Shower. Well, you know, the best acoustics come out of the showers.
So. Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. This is open mic day for everyone. And as I said before, I want to thank Jay so much for calling in. I think each and every one of us get kind of, you know, clogged up with our spirituality. But it really is very easy to unclog. And the reality of the situation is we're never really away from spirit. You know, the whole clogging thing is our version of separation. But from the point of view of spirit, spirit is right there with you always. You're perfectly aligned. We just get some crust in the way of that. And when that crust gets in the way, look out. It really does mess things up for us. But we have a caller. Let's go to the phone, Benny.
Sounds good. But before we do that, let's go and give out the number one more time or maybe a couple more times.
Let's
1-800-930-2819 for the Dr. Pat Show. Give us a call. Open mic day today. 1-800-930-2819. And let's go ahead and go to the phone bank. We've got Athena waiting for us so patiently.
Hi, Athena. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Pat, and hi, Benny. The problem I have is I've been meditating for almost 30 years now, and sometimes when I'm going through challenges in my life, I will wake up and I'm in a state of anxiety and insecurity, which is not the best emotional state to be in to meditate, and I can't seem to get back into my morning ritual of meditating. Any suggestions? Well, and I really agree with what you were saying earlier today. That was just really right on.
Well, thank you. Let me make sure I understand, because I've had my own struggles with meditation, and I know that for me it may be different from you. But you actually have been meditating for 30 years, I think you said.
For approximately 30 years.
Okay.
And I know that you have a morning ritual.
I do.
I was wondering if you had any tips you could share.
Okay, all right. And so it sounds like you are currently not meditating right now.
Well, I do, but I don't do it first thing in the morning. I will sometimes do it like later on in the day, or I'll go to a meditation group.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing that up. Thank you so much for bringing that up. And let's just talk about that for a minute. For me, I don't know about your day, but I do know about my day. If I decide to, let's say, meditate or even exercise later in the day, the likelihood of A, that happening, and B, that I'm able to do it effectively is really, really slim. And let me tell you why. Meditating for me first thing in the morning works because A, it sets the tone for the day, and B, it helps me with calling in and creating what I want for that day. So in the morning, I do a combination of two to three things. One is meditating for me means going to a place where I can sit and be with myself and reflect on whatever it is that's coming into my sphere of influence for that day. And learning to go to that quiet place is really important for me, even if it's for 10 seconds. Mm. Now, what I've learned in the process is sometimes that's really hard to do. And so I've now I now use a technique that Stan Block has introduced. And that is to just let the thought come in and know that it's only a thought. What happens sometimes in meditation for a number of people that I know is the thought comes in and then we start to create judgment on the thought and then we start to create the story on the thought instead of just letting it be. Mm-hmm. Now, there are two things that I do. One is I have a phrase that I use. And I bring into my consciousness and my mind. And that's what I suggest that, you know, if you're trying this, come up with a phrase that works for you. It's a phrase that represents the divine and what it is you want in your life. So, you know, it is a spirit word or phrase. It is a phrase that represents the unlimited possibilities. It can be in any language or a language that you create for yourself. And sure. So that's what I do. I mean, I have as much chatter as anyone out there. And when it comes in, I want to be able to create the vibration that I want. And so I find that if I use that word or that phrase or that sound or that hum or whatever it is that I invite into my mind, then that is the place that helps rest the chatter. The other thing that I've noticed is that if I get a lot of chatter, I will focus on a sound. So in my place, I've got a very loud refrigerator. You know what I mean? And it's the kind of refrigerator there that, you know, if you hear it, what happens sometimes, Athena, is that you could get pretty annoyed. And so what I've used is that sound, inviting it in and really mm-hmm. listening to it, you know, mm-hmm. listening to the sound. And and that sound and chatter cannot coexist.
I think that's thank you. And I think that for me, I'm having an issue, an ongoing issue with a neighbor who's been harassing me. And it's just been nonstop. Management won't do anything about it. I'm going to have to move because I can't deal with this kind of situation because it's affecting me so much in a negative way. And so I'm always like ill at ease and mm-hmm. wake up feeling anxious I've had her actually just being very verbally abusive to me for no reason whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's an unrecovered alcoholic, and that is, you know, it's a huge issue for me. And it's really affecting my entire life. So
I mean,
that's the whole truth.
Okay, is the situation confrontational? For example, what I'm asking you about is, do you have day-to-day interaction with this person? You know what I'm saying?
I completely, totally avoid her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very centered and calm whenever I do happen to cross paths with her.
Mm-hmm.
That she is a bully, and anyway, she's really determined to cause misery, and I know the pathology of alcoholics and it's just, for me, it's just the best thing for me to do is to move, and so that's really, can you imagine how that would affect your daily life if you have somebody constantly in your face, so to speak?
Well,
and dealing with the anxiety of what she's going to be doing, you know, the next time. I tried everything. I tried absolutely everything, spiritual-wise, metaphysical-wise,
mm-hmm.
and physical plane-wise, everything to rectify and resolve the situation. It's still ongoing. Not as bad as it was, but it's still there.
Mm-hmm. Have you tried loving her?
Yeah, I have. I've been using Reiki with the permission of her higher self and sending love to her and having the angels and archangels and God send love to her. So that has improved the situation somewhat, but nevertheless, it's like where I'm living now. The truth is, I don't feel safe. I don't feel safe. She's badgered me so much for no reason whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she probably has, she's got... She's got some very serious problems, but
mm-hmm.
it's really having a very detrimental effect on my well-being.
Mm-hmm.
We will
hold the light for you and whoever she is, because she is on her own path, as each and every one of us are. And I think that for all of us, the way to really look at the situation, to help you, if you like, is to really hold nothing but love for her, regardless of where she is in her journey, whatever she is, whatever the path is, that there's only one thing to do, and that is to praise and raise her.
Right. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. that's true. I'm aware of that.
Now you may decide to do other things with your own life and decide to move or not move.
It just makes it very uncomfortable. Can you imagine, your home is your place of
mm-hmm.
safety and supposed to be your home of safety and refuge, and it's, for me, it's my sanctuary, and anyway, enough on that.
Well, you know, we'll you know, just hold many, many blessings to you. But, you know, I'd like to give you one of John Holland's tickets for his upcoming event.
Oh, my goodness. I read his book. I adore him. I think he's wonderful.
Oh, he's amazing. He is amazing. And I don't know
Thank
if you,
you
got
so
to
much.
See the special that he had on the History Channel. But
no, I didn't.
Oh my goodness, it was absolutely phenomenal, and I don't know if it's going to air again. But John will be on tomorrow, so we'll have that show. But I'd like to gift you a seat to his upcoming event.
Oh, thank you. That means so much to me.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, and you know, don't lose the faith. You know, stay in there. In terms of meditation, there are a couple things that you can do, and I just shared a couple of those with you. But also know that problems are temporary, and that is the card I did pull for you today out of the deck. It is problems are temporary, and it goes like this. Rise above the clouds, and you will see the sun. In every problem lies the opportunity. You need only look for it. Still your mind, and you will be guided to turn each challenge into a gift of growth. And so I'd like to pass that on to you.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you, too. Wow, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you. Athena is one of our loyal listeners. We want to thank her very much for joining the show today. And this is Open Mic Day, Benny. What do you want to say about that?
Well, there's a phone number I can say about that. 1-800-930-2819. We got some open lines. A little bit of time left here in the Dr. Pat Show. 1-800-930-2819. We got to scoot off to a quick little break here, but Greg is waiting patiently, so we're going to grab him after the break.
All right, Greg, hang in there. We'll be right back, and we'll give you some more information about John's upcoming event.
Like one of the most rewarding sales jobs of your life, the Dr. Pat Show has rapidly grown into the number one radio show to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show is hailed for its remarkable guests, sponsors with integrity, and amazing listeners. Dr. Pat is in search of a creative, self-starting, energetic person to join the marketing team. If you're interested in helping promote and sustain the Dr. Pat Show, please submit your resume to pat@thedrpatshow.com. Again, that's pat@thedrpatshow.com. This is your opportunity to make a difference in your community and the world.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want to take the worry out of it and work with a professional from RE/MAX Champions. After all, RE/MAX sells more real estate than any other. Serving all of Western Washington, RE/MAX Champions alone sold over $100 million this past year. Call Dennis Sikowski at 888-62-DREAM. That's 888-62-DREAM. For a friendly, candid, and professional conversation about your real estate needs.
Escape to a world of yarn and teas like no other. Village Yarn and Tea in Shoreline invites you to their haven of creativity and relaxation. Come see the luscious cotton, wool, blended yarns, and teas from around the world. Just starting out and need lessons or need accessories for the complete knitting project? Then make Village Yarn and Tea your destination. For more information, see us online at villageyarnandtea.com. Escape to a world of yarn and teas. Village Yarn and Tea on Ballinger Way in Shoreline, a place to sip and knit.
You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by.
Want to get out of the rat race and stay out? Let Mary Hendrickson, cash flow specialist from First Horizon Home Loans, show you how. Mary takes 27 years of successful banking and brokering and turns them into stepping stones that pave the way to your financial independence. All loans closed for Dr. Pat Show listeners receive a $300 reduction in closing costs. Call Mary today at 425-576-2249 and begin your path to financial freedom. That's 425-576-2249.
Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to discover discover what's preventing you or your business from obtaining your goals, dreams, and vision. The Inquiring Mind is your partner. Listen Fridays at 11 a.m. as Stephanie Durham, professional life coach, presents ACES. Authenticity, choices, empowerment, and success. Spanning 25 years of successful business tenure, in addition to over 4 years of training with Caroline Mace at the CMED Institute, Stephanie's authenticity and vast knowledge helps you objectively explore wise choices with her finely attuned facilitator skills, leading you to personal empowerment and ultimate success. Do you know you have power to create what you want in your life and in business? You do. This message will self-absorb in 5 seconds. For more information, call us toll-free at 1-866-461-6463.
Proud to bring variety to your radio dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Everyone, you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. I want to invite you to check out the website, find out who we have scheduled, who's going to be on. The website is www.thedrpatshow.com. Right now, it will take you to the crust-busting website, but you'll be looking up something on Monday, and then you'll see a whole new website, and you'll be saying, what happened to crust-busting? Nothing. What we've done is we've created a website specifically for the Dr. Pat Show. Many, many things going on there. You'll get the whole lineup. You'll get to, you know, hear about resources, special offers, events. We'll have a chat line. We'll even have a special movie that's going on. There's so much that we've brought to the website as based on your feedback. So look forward to it. Right now, we're going to go to the phones because I think we've got some folks waiting for us.
We do. And real fast, before I get to the phone there, Dr. Pat,
yes,
Athena,
Mr.
call
B.
me back, sweetheart. Athena, I got to get your information so we can get you that John Holland ticket. So call me back at 1-800-930-2819. And while Athena does that, we're going to the phone lines, and I'm going to bring my mic back up because I'm a lame guy. And, we're going to go to Greg now from Seattle.
That's because you're trying to eat that butterscotch biscuit.
I know.
You got your hands on that. And then you offer Tom the biscuit and then tell the dude he can't have one.
No.
Nice.
No, I didn't do that.
All right. I take that back.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't do that. Hey, Greg, welcome
to the show.
Hi.
Hey, how are you today?
Thank you.
You good?
I'm doing well.
Yeah?
I'm doing well. I've last two times that I've called in, for some reason or the other, the energy that we have had the connection with has killed my cell phone.
Well, I believe that because, you know, we've blown out entire grids in Arizona. So, let's hope that does not happen.
The last two times I've called in.
All right. Well, are you on the cell phone now?
Yes, I am, but I'm sitting still, and I'm very close to a tower. I can see it.
Okay.
So hopefully this will work.
He's touching it.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I'll try to maintain, but I cannot guarantee this.
That's fine.
Okay. What can I do for you today?
Mainly, I had a comment about the whole thing about meditation and the path that I've been on and working with trying to get to that perfect point of meditation, and I've finally come to find out that for everyone it's different. There's no right or wrong way.
Yep.
And the chatter and things that come in and out of our minds while we're trying to meditate are coming there for a reason. And what you had just told the previous caller, that let it be what it is, just don't give it any energy.
No. You know, don't. I mean, yeah, exactly. Don't give it any energy and don't give it any
meaning.
Are
you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me okay? Oh, no. Are we just... Oh, look at the way we manifest things.
Don't give it any energy.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. Did we lose you, Greg?
I can hear him in the
background.
I can hear our radio station in the background.
But I'm not hearing the phone.
I don't know. Can you still hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear us?
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I can't hear you.
Huh.
Oh. Do you have your radio on in the back?
I can hear you over the radio, but I can't hear you over my phone.
All right. Why don't you do this? Give us your number, and we'll call you back. Well, Benny, we'll put you on hold. Benny, we'll call you right back.
Hey, Tom, go ahead and take line two there, buddy, and then we'll go ahead and grab Kathy real
fast.
Let's
go get Kathy.
We'll move on. Hey, Kathy, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Kathy. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm
I'm doing all right. How about you?
You know, I'm having a good day. Today's a good day. Got up, remembered to brush my teeth, you know, the whole thing. That's pretty good.
That's a big one.
That is a big one. Thank you very much. Especially after last night, I had some hummus.
Hummus
loaded with garlic.
Oh, yeah.
There we
go. Very, very important.
Very important. So what can I do for you today?
Good immune system stuff.
Oh, yeah.
see, I was listening to you talking with Athena a little bit ago, and I'm the same gal that I got a copy of John Maxwell Taylor's book when he was on the air on your show.
Yeah.
Called The Power of I Am.
Have it right in front of me, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, and I was saying on the air that I needed a jumbo-sized toolbox, and this definitely is a jumbo-sized toolbox. And anyway, you know, he does talk about dealing with negative energy, and he does give skills and techniques, it's very helpful. It's very helpful, you know.
You got some negative vibes coming your way?
Well, I got things I wrestle with, but I was thinking of Athena there and her neighbor, you know. You know, I'm looking at the book right now, and, he talks about, like, put-down artists, dealing with put-down artists, and energy vampires, and the shadow, and the personality eye, and the age of rudeness, using the irritation factor to good advantage. He helps deal with the other side of it, and in a very good way, and then he talks about body-centered spirituality, and that dealing with this stuff, if you can get to the other side of it, that it actually helps the energy, it helps people have more strength, and all that good stuff. So, yeah, I don't mean to sound like an ad here. It's just that it's been very helpful, and it's a jumbo-sized toolbox.
It is.
Helps deal with some of these more challenging energies. And by the way, I have alcoholics in my life, too, so I can kind of relate a little bit to the level that she's dealing with. I just thought I'd call.
Thank you. You know, The Power of I Am is the name of the book. And and we're talking about John Maxwell Taylor. The book is The Power of I Am. And if you want to listen to that interview, you can listen to it in the archives. I mean, it's up there. And basically, Kathy, what you're talking about is you called in and, you know, you were asking for a giant toolbox. And we sent you a copy of the book. And it really is. But you know what the key to all of this is, Kathy? Do you want to know what the key is? Because this is really kind of interesting. We're creating a little theme here, and Jay brought it up as well. You can have all of the material that you want. You can have all of the tools that you want. The thing that I hear you saying, Kathy, is this. You've taken this material and are willing to look at it and implement it in your life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And I only read a very little at a time because I can only integrate a very little at a time.
Right. So the deal with this is this, that you are ready to create change in your life. You are ready to create the change. And so the book showed up for you.
Mm-hmm.
You see how that is? Manifestation is an amazing thing. We just saw The Power of Manifestation 2 minutes ago when Greg called in and we talked about blowing out the cell phone, and in fact it did. I know for myself,
right.
I am a powerful manifester. I can manifest, you name it, I can manifest it. Everything from chronic illness to despair, you know, to great wealth. And so we get to choose what that is. And so you have manifested for yourself a ticket to John Holland. I hope you're going to be in town the weekend in, are you going to be in the area in the weekend of September 8th and 9th? Are you going to be in town?
I think that's very lovely, but I work on the weekends.
All right, so we'll figure out.
But I am just so glad that I got the book by Maxwell Taylor, and I just really appreciate the gift and everything you do. It makes a difference in my life.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for calling. Wow. We have the best listeners. Have we heard from Greg?
I was actually going to have you call him after the show. Maybe a little bit better time to handle it because we're actually out of time right now for the day.
There we go. That's the way it happens on Open Mic Day. So there you have it. You've just listened to and are listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. We've been talking about John Holland. He will be with us tomorrow. We've got a great show planned for you. We are going to be giving away lots of tickets to his upcoming event. Please encourage you to tell your friends about it. We love supporting John, and we thank you all for listening and supporting this show. This is the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Dr. Pat Basile. Make sure you make yourselves a fabulous, fabulous day. Thank you, Mr. B.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150 and every Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific on VoiceAmerica.com. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com.